So thank you so much for jumping on and taking time out of your busy days. But just want to start off and ask, when you started working with us, why did you come on board? And I'm gonna actually single out Wes first.
Well, I mean, Jake, I go back a long way. I think one of the first EGSs that I went to was in 2013. And started getting involved with you guys a little bit each year with different things that you were offering. And I think the turning point was EGS 2015. And so starting the beginning of 2016, partnered up with you guys, and by doing that, my business quickly shifted from heavily buyers to now it's heavily sellers and listings. And just following the training and the systems and the tools that you guys keep creating and providing for us. Right now, my goal this year was to become the number one listing agent in my town. And when I ran the numbers at the beginning of last month, I was number two. And then with appointments and the coming soons that I have, August, I should be number one. And I owe every bit of that to NAEA and the training that I've got from you guys.
That's awesome. You are killing it. I saw that post that you put out at number two, and I think you were one behind Mike.
And the funny thing about that, the number one guy is actually has a big team and actually has four or five listing agents that I'm actually up against.
Buddy.
Yeah, so if talking about individual listing agents, I am probably number one in my city, but I'm going for the big dog.
There you go. That's awesome, man. Very cool. Thank you. So, Barry, so when you started working with us, how come you came on board?
Man, I'm one of those guys that is not going to take no, and I'm not going to stop until I find the right program. And so I started actually investing in real estate in 2009 when everybody was getting out of it. So whenever I got my real estate license, I did kind of the same thing and started trying different training programs. I was with one particular coaching program, and they said, "You've got to read this book next week." And it was Miracle Morning for Real Estate Agents. And so I read the book, and then we got into the conversation, and I was like, if my current coach is talking about these other guys in this other company, maybe they're worth looking into.
That's amazing. I did not know that.
So I went to my first ramp camp March of 2016. I went to EGS, signed up as, I guess, it wasn't called ramp camp then, but so I went to my first boot camp in March of 2016, went to EGS last year, went to another ramp camp kind of in December just to, as a refresher, to pick it up a little bit more. It has definitely changed the way I do business. We've got an ISA now that's been with us since March. He's done some good things. I mean, we've got some things that just really would blow your mind. I mean, he called somebody and said, "You think about listing your house?" And they said, "Yeah, come on out." It was a $620,000 listing.
That's amazing.
And he called another guy, and I was scheduled for an hour. I get out there. It's an 85-acre ranch. And this guy wants $2.9 million for it. And I mean, we've been working with him. We've been nursing him for about 3 months. And they're going to hire us whenever they get ready, but they're in the process of decluttering. and I mean, so it's just stuff like that that really blows your mind. Now, on the little stuff, I think in our area we're holding about a 15% market share. There's a bunch of little one and two signs of other people, but we have, I think, the most signs of the same company out here.
Yep.
And just a little tip for everybody, we're going to a reflective yard sign.
Nice.
Cool. So, so they look, I mean, they really shine at night.
Right. Grab some.
It's just something to be different.
Yeah. Money moves to difference, not similarity, as Jay Abraham once told us. Yeah.
So that's kind of my why.
That's awesome. Very cool. Very cool. All right, Ran. So, yeah, I know you've been working with us probably for a couple months now. So, you know, why did you and your team come on board?
Well, it's a bit of a long story, but similar to the couple that were just shared, when I first got licensed 4 years ago, I was on a team, and we were exposed to Kinder Reese back then, and the team leader, we went to a EGS, I think 2013, the one in Phoenix, and then went to a boot camp in Dallas and was using the CHSA, CHBA, left that team, wound up with a new broker, and, you know, ever since then, just keeping tabs on Jay and Mike and, you know, hitting the occasional webinar and so forth. And then I saw this, you know, the seller system, and I told my broker about it. Jay and Mike came to the area to do a presentation, and broker told me to take his wife so she could see it, and she fell in love. She's like, wow, this is a good system. You know, they knew nothing of lead generation. They built their business on referral, which is great, but, I mean, they're far from reality of a new agent trying to get to the next level. And, of course, we've done every buyer lead source out there, and you get what you pay for, but this was the first really advanced seller system that made sense. She saw the light. She saw the genuine character of Jay and Mike and said, you know, she told her husband, hey, we got to do this, and Rand's the guy who can run with it. So lucky for me, they foot the bill, and, you know, I'm running with it. Otherwise, I still probably wouldn't be doing it as much as I wanted to, just not in the budget yet. So I'm very blessed there. And went to the ramp camp in May. You probably saw the email I sent out yesterday. Getting a listing agreement signed today, the first formal listing agreement from this. I've probably got close to a dozen people just waiting on timing. I think I should have three listing agreements in the next 2 or 3 weeks. Just like was mentioned earlier, decluttering, doing repairs, this and that. So it works. I really didn't have much doubt it would. The money tree was pretty intimidating, but I just dove in, got my hands dirty with that. So the broker, his wife, you know, anyone who will listen to me realizes, wow, this is working. It's worth the money. It's going to work. It was the best decision we could have made. And I don't know where else you're going to get this type of seller activity in your business. You know, there's just no other way. I love the kind of the education-based approach, the soft sell that comes from, you know, the effort the ISAs make. We're not coming in trying to twist someone's arm and then listing. We're just trying to be the first one that they talk to about the selling process. So it's subtle, it's comfortable, it's smart, it's robust, and it's beautiful.
That's awesome. And you said your broker's fitting the bill, which is glorious. For Barry and Wes, I don't know the answer to this, so I genuinely am wondering. Do you have any lender contribution for any of the stuff that you're doing? Any of the marketing budgets or anything like that?
This is Barry. I have one that is doing $500 on a Zoe campaign, and I'm talking to another one, but he's waiting. We've only been with him for since the 1st of June, so just almost 2 months, and I think we've got 70 leads or something from it, which really just kind of goes into the funnel.
Right.
And so the other guy, he wants to see the results after 60 days before he'll make that decision.
Very cool. Very cool. Okay, cool. So, Wes, so if somebody was thinking about, you know, our training and saying, maybe I need training, maybe I don't, maybe I'm excited about training, maybe I'm not, what do you think the value is behind going through some of our training and boot camps and ramp camps and all that fun stuff?
Well, the value that I got out of it is one, the differentiation between the other average agents that are out there. And by utilizing and going through the training and the boot camps, you get more comfortable with the presentation and with what we're trying to convey, the message we're trying to convey. And that translates to confidence in front of the consumer, right? Now, when I walk into a listing appointment, I'm confident about what I'm saying, and I've got the statistics and, you know, the sold properties and the listings to back it up. So I'm doing a really good job of conveying that message that we learn, you know, from this, you know, certified selling agent, right? And using the placemat and all that good stuff. So it really translates into the confidence, and, you know, really, I always wanted to get to that point. You know, Jay and Mike always talk about attracting the business, right?
Yep.
And I'm finally seeing that happen in my business. As my name gets out there, as I visit with more people, and as I go through the presentations, and I'm able to articulate my value, people are signing up, you know, with me over everybody else.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome. Very cool. Barry.
Yes.
You know, for you, I know you've been to a couple boot camps. So going through that training, what kind of value has that had? Has it helped you? You think probably close a couple extra deals?
Yeah, absolutely. And so I'm going to be testing hopefully the end of August for my broker's license. But I've just brought on two new agents that were actually friends of my ISA. It's a husband and wife team, and they're at boot camp right now, and they've only been with us for 30 days.
That's awesome.
So, you know, whenever they started seeing what we do, how we do it, you know, it was just like fudge or cake or something. You know, I got to get some of this. So, I mean, and they're so pumped up and excited right now coming out of the boot camp that I know they're going to crush it whenever they get back.
That's awesome. Very cool. Get them going quick. Yeah. Rand, how about you?
Well, when I first was exposed to this, I was still young and green and desperate and open to anything. You know, the CHSA, CHBA gave me the vocabulary, gave me the confidence. Just like Wes was saying, you know, just some value add, some substance into what I'm doing instead of just saying, hey, I do this full time. Can't tell you much else. Don't know how to differentiate myself. So it gave me the ammunition. Even if you don't have to use it verbatim, just to have that in your back pocket, the confidence that goes behind it, that's been most helpful. And any time you can use some of these elements to differentiate yourself from the AFAs, that's always just been gold. So I can see where, you know, this may be a new trick to some old dogs, but obviously, you know, these two guys on the call today have realized, you know, this is helpful. It's beneficial. You know, my broker wouldn't do this, but he doesn't have to. You know, I will. So it's just almost priceless. It's, you know, it gives me what I needed. I don't want to come off too salesy. I want to know what I'm talking about. I want to have some confidence. And this gives me that substance that I wouldn't have had otherwise. I just would have been, you know, faking it and talking a good game.
Right. And I think that just made me think about some stuff that I've heard. And a lot of people, when they come in and come to us for training or anything we've done in the past and are doing now, a lot of people, their biggest problem is, I don't want to drive buyers around anymore. I'm just done with it. Like, I want to focus on sellers. You guys seem to know what you're doing. And that transition can be difficult for some people because the only listings that they've ever taken are referrals or people that they just know that are in their sphere. And when you go out and you're not competing with anybody, it's really easy to win that listing, right? But if you're going out and there's, you know, a FSBO or Expired or, you know, an internet lead that has no idea who you are, and you're going out and they're meeting with, you know, another agent or two, it becomes pretty crucial that you know what you're talking about and have a, you know, that proven repeatable system to show them how they're going to net more money working with you. So you think that that's probably helped ease that transition from focusing on buyers to being a lot more confident with sellers, no matter who they are, where they came from, what they know, what they don't know.
Absolutely, and this is Rand again. For me personally, I think I've went on 2 listing appointments my first year, 3 the second, 4 the third. So I went on 3 in 2 days last week, 2 on Friday, 1 on Saturday, and the guy Saturday actually has 2 properties, and his significant other was there. She's the one I've got a listing agreement getting signed today. They actually called her. The ISA's called her, led me to him. He's currently listed, but when those expire, he terminates. Especially if I do well with her, I'll have that. So I've gone from, you know, less than 5 appointments a year to, you know, almost 5 in 1 week. I'm certainly doing half a dozen a month. And I think the second one I went on through the ISAs, and that's probably worth $2.5 million waterfront prop.
And everything
minds up.
Man,
yeah.
You got a 2.9. Barry's got a 2.9, you got a 2.4. Like, I'm gonna start moving down wherever you guys are.
I wasn't real confident talking to her just because it was one of my first ones, and that's an intimidating price point. But, you know, we've been going back and forth for 60 days, and every time I talk, I'm more and more confident. And, yes, you know, a PhD in the time of an associate's just by – you know, the volume and, you know, the substance we have behind it. So my comfort level is through the roof. My confidence is getting there, and it's all because of the system.
That's awesome. Very cool. Well, yeah, you guys have been awesome. This is really good feedback and should be helpful for people that are just kind of, you know, on the fence or thinking about, you know, whether or not they should make the leap, because, you know, it's not a small investment for people. So it's usually a pretty big decision for some people. And, So if someone was on the fence thinking, you know, I don't know if I should do this. I know I want to focus on listings, but I just don't know if it's going to be worth the cost, right? What would you guys tell them?
So this is Barry. I'd tell them to do what I did. I mean, I know, and I knew going into it that I was going to be in the red. And how long it's going to take me to get to the break-even point. Man, we've got $75,000 or $80,000 worth of commissions on the board. If we pop one of those, we're in the black. You know, and we've got some big listings that aren't really moving, but whenever you get to those bigger price points, it does take longer. But you know, if you're on the fence and you're thinking about it, I went all in. I didn't even second guess him.
That's awesome.
Yeah, this is Rand. I've had two people call me. I guess it's y'all's suggestion, you know, wanting my endorsement, so to speak. And you know, I confessed. I can't afford this, but luckily I've got a mentor who can and believes in me and now believes in the system. But if there's any way you can afford it, it's worth it. I've invested enough money in buyer lead gen. You get what you pay for. This ain't cheap, but it's definitely worth it. And I know one guy who's probably at Ram Camp right now, David out of Sacramento, I think he was getting a small business loan to do it. And I thought that was great. That was brilliant. So, I guess unless they talk to guys like us, they don't know, they don't believe. But unless they've been around the block and invested in other systems to learn, you do get what you pay for. You know, this is worth it. And like Barry said, you get one or two to pop. It's paid for itself.
Yeah, you guys getting those 2.9 and $2.4 million, you get to pay for a couple years up front.
Absolutely. And of course my goal is to, you know, get this running and take that burden off my broker, you know, say thank you for believing and investing. Now, you know, I'll run with it. Plus that'll make it my baby too, so it can't be taken away, not that it, I expect it to.
You are a smart man. That's awesome.
Yeah, I've had a couple people that on Facebook reach out to me and say, hey, I know you're working with Jay and Mike and they just came through town, you know, how's it working for you? And I'm, you know, my whole thing is the proof is in the numbers, right? My total transactions, listing side transactions have more than doubled. My average sales price is significantly up year over year. So that's more money in my pocket, right? So, I mean, at the end of the day, it takes money to make money, right? You've got to invest in marketing. You've got to invest in the tools to do the business and grow in the areas you want to grow. So that's typically what I tell people. You know, I just really show them the success that I've had with it.
That's awesome. Thank all three of you guys for taking time out of your day too to jump on, and hopefully this helps people just with making a decision, because it really can change the trajectory of someone's business significantly. So I appreciate all three of you and really need to give you guys a shout out too, because you know, everybody has opportunity out there and has the keys to the castle, and it's just a matter of you actually walking the keys over and turning it. So you got to put the work in, right? Like all three of you are putting the work in to make those results happen. Get better every day, dedicated to always focused on getting better and providing more value to your clients. So I appreciate all three of you. because you guys are very good ambassadors for the Expert Advisor brand and being out there and calling yourself CHSAs and CHBAs. We very much appreciate it because we know that you're going to be taking care of your clients and adding value and doing everything that you need to be doing on your end to differentiate us from the pack. So I appreciate all three of you.